Hi.
I always say hello first because I press clicking. Play.
You're clicking the button. You're in charge.
I wonder if that is noticeable ever.
Probably.
Next time I'm going to finger gun you.
And I'm going to say, hey.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is the On Call Room.
We're a Grey's Anatomy podcast, and we are going through episode by episode, dissecting all of your favorite characters and all of your favorite plot lines and rating them each week.
We're actually doing it.
Yeah, this isn't a joke. This is really happening.
We have to remind ourselves that every time before we hit record.
Yep. So if this is your first time, welcome. And we are in season 6 right now. Little heads up, spoiler alerts, beware.
Yeah, if you don't know the end, just know that we will spoil it for you.
Yeah, so
maybe, we like to talk about the whole story.
Yeah, so maybe finish the 17 million seasons of Grey's Anatomy and then come back to it.
Jeez, it's not that hard. Also, if you really love the podcast and you want to become a little bit more involved, we have a Patreon. You can go to www.patreon.com/theoncallroom. If you are bad at spelling like me, that is P-A-T-R-E-O-N. We have different levels. You can be an intern, a resident, or an attending. And with those levels, you get different rewards. You can get access to the Facebook group, which is private and really funny and wonderful. You can also co-host the episode. You can get bonus episodes.
Dope.
We have some goals that we're going to hopefully have some like even longer episodes for you if we reach our goal for that soon. It's really fun. We send messages through there, and you also can get the episode a whole day early, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. So it's a great place. Check it out. And you can also follow us on Instagram at the On Call Room Pod.
Yeah, a lot of cool shit goes down there. We've been a little dead space there for the past month, but
but it was planned dead space.
Yeah, so we'll be picking up there soon.
Yeah, I did try to do a social media wrap up.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And everyone seemed to really, which it's thanks to you, actually, you sent it to me, a video of Eric Dane, who plays Mark Sloan.
He's old.
He is old and white haired.
Yeah, like, not just like, oh, he's like
Silver Fox.
Yeah, no, like, he looks old as hell.
Yeah, it's really sad. It was really shocking. A lot of you felt the same way. I also just put, I like to look through the celebrities' Instagram accounts and just post random things. They had some cute behind the scenes photos we missed from the end of the season that were really nice. I'm sure they're going to be quiet. The one who is popping is Kate Walsh. She just Instagrams like 8 times a day.
Yeah. Like her cat.
Yeah. Memes.
Yeah. And what is she doing?
I have no idea. I mean, I think like she's in movies sometimes, like a side role and stuff, but
yeah. She should do an appearance on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh,
that would be fun.
That would be amazing.
We should write Shonda. You can also find us. We have a website, www.theoncallroompod.com. You can contact us from there. And
give us ideas of things to talk about on the show.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing, too. Just as like a note to our patrons, don't forget about the phone number.
Yes.
If you are a $5 or more, you can send us a voicemail of you calling time of death, and we will insert it into the end of the episode. Also, if you have a thought that you want to share about it, you can leave us a voicemail or a text if you don't also want to like talk.
Yep.
That makes you nervous. And as I always say, if you're drunk and call in, we would love to hear it.
Yes. If it's really bad, we promise not to play it. We'll just listen to it.
Exactly. But if it's like not that bad,
we'll play it.
Yeah. Yeah. So as far as the goal updates, we announced last week that we would love to record the last, like when we hit stop at the end of the episode, Bree and I usually continue talking, and we hope to publish that as a post-stop episode for our patrons. So if you can head to Patreon, and if you want to pledge to help us reach that goal, that'd be wonderful.
Yes.
Oh,
I was going to say, should we talk about A-Day?
Yeah. Okay. So we haven't talked about them in a long time, and it's mostly just because we forgot.
Yeah.
But we do still have a sponsor, and I do know that some of you have purchased things, which makes me really happy. So A-Day is this really wonderful company. It's run by women, and they make clothes that the whole idea around it is it's like a capsule wardrobe that you only need a few select really high quality items, and you can wear them all different ways. They just came out with a really new cool collection called like the carry-on capsule. I think the idea is like 5 pieces and you don't need anything else. There's a dress that you can wear 5 different ways and a shirt that like backwards, forwards, it ties, it wraps. It's really cool. I'm really into them. Bree has the leggings. I have some of their items. I know some of our listeners do too. And they are offering 20% off your first order if you use the code OnCallRoomXAday. Or no. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On call room X88. Wow. That came out of my voice as actual just like habit.
Yeah.
And I didn't actually know what I was saying. And you can find them at www.thisisaday.com. So check it out and let us know if you order anything. We would love to see you wearing it.
Love it.
Love it. So it's like if you want to support the pod, but you don't care about the Patreon page and you just want shit.
Yeah.
This like is a great way to do it.
Yeah. Close. It's a really good way to do it.
Yeah. So yeah. How are you?
Good.
I just felt like asking because I like feel like I got to your house, I ate pasta, and I didn't like actually engage with you.
Yeah, no, I'm good. It's back from the holiday weekend, you know, so it feels weird. Like it felt weird to go back to work. I also kind of forgot like what I was doing at work multiple times. Like, I don't know. At one point, like I was like on the phone and I hung up. And there was a patient at like the checkout spot. And I just like looked at her and I was like, I can help you over here. But Jenna was already checking her out. Like, I don't know what was the matter with me. And they both just looked at me and I was like, I thought you were on the phone. The phone was right next to her. She was not on the phone. I was just like so unaware at work today. I did things like that all day. But yeah, other than that, you know, had a great weekend. We got out into the sunshine once because it mostly rained.
Yeah, it felt not warm today.
Yeah, it was like, I looked and it was 48 degrees in Grand Haven today.
Oh, that's winter.
Yeah, I know. No it's thanks. Almost June.
I know. I feel like it's always this way though.
I don't know. I feel like last year we didn't have a spring at all. We just hopped right into summer.
I just feel like September is the summer people forget about. Like,
yeah,
it's still, but people are not doing summer things anymore.
Right.
They're eating apples.
Right. And going to orchards.
Yeah.
Which, why? Where you eat apples. Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. I keep looking at your long hair and it looks really pretty.
Yeah. You have something to tell the listeners.
Guys, I had a life moment. I chopped my hair off.
It looks great.
Thanks. Today is one of those days where I don't miss long hair yet. I'm not like that. But it was like, I don't know how to do this because I showered and didn't want to wash it.
Yeah.
But then it like looked weird and I don't want to keep styling it with heat because I don't want it to get damaged because I feel like I'm already curling it more than I did my long hair.
Can you get like a heat protecting serum to put on it before you curl?
Yeah, I probably should get a good one that does that. And also like, I've never been good at doing like a blowout to my hair.
Yeah.
And that's what she did when she cut it. Like, so it had all this bounce.
Yeah.
But I cannot do that myself.
I can't blow my hair out either.
Like, I can blow dry it.
Same.
But it ends up being straight as a pin. Like,
speaking of blow dryers, yeah. The other day I was blow drying my hair and it sparked. Like, it sparked out.
Time to get a new blow dryer.
And I screamed and John was like, are you okay? And I walked out of the bathroom and I was like, my blow dryer just sparked at me, like came out of the front, like by my hair. And I realized that I have had this hair dryer probably since I was 16 years old.
I mean, they don't stop working.
But that's a long time.
Yeah.
You know? Like, why would you buy a new hair dryer if it works?
Right. Although the second you use a brand new one, you're going to be like, what have I been waiting for? Because they even make ones now where like, I do not know science, but something to do with the type of air it blows out. It's like less dry and it makes it more smooth. Like there's all sorts of things.
I should do some research.
Yeah.
But then today I went to blow dry my hair and plugged in my fucking blow dryer because I wasn't thinking because I used it.
And it sparked again?
Well, it started smelling bad and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that. So I need
it's
to like
time.
Get it out of the bathroom so I don't accidentally use it.
Yeah.
I have like a travel one.
Yeah.
So I just use that, which is fine until I can get like a...
I would love like a really nice, like the ones they use when they do your hair.
Yeah.
But I
still don't feel like my hair would look good. Even if I had like a really good blow dryer.
No, I can only round brush.
I can't round brush
like,
at all.
If I pin the top up, I can round brush the bottom layer. But then how do you do the top layer?
Without getting caught in
the
bottom
and
layer.
Like, and then I need a third arm is what I've... But I think I think they use the blow dryer to like
they do
as like an arm.
They do.
And I'm always afraid I blow the hair everywhere when I do that.
Yeah, it takes a lot of practice, I think.
Yeah, so I'm just not good at it, and I just felt I had a moment today where because whenever I have short hair, I don't like it straight. I just never have, and I was like, oh, this is the one part that I remember it being a pain in the ass. Is like if it's not if it's going awry, there's not much you can do.
So. if you had it just like blown out with like some bounce, you wouldn't mind it like straight.
But no, because like, she like did this twisty thing on the ends and it had like a loose curl.
Oh, just with a blow dryer?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I kind of want to like, because I feel like it needs to be bouncy. Like,
yeah.
And I kind of feel like, do I need to get curlers?
You could, or do you have a curling iron?
Yeah, I have a curling iron, but well, I think, rod.
I think if you put curlers in it, would have you ever used curlers? It's a big curl. It's not, and then when you brush it out, it goes, you'd have like really big hair.
I know. I think I just need to get a larger curling, well, I don't know how to use a curling iron. I only use the rod thing, which it's hard to do with short hair.
Why don't you do that thing where they like, you tie it up with socks or whatever?
But that's like bent. I need like, it was like perfect round.
Oh, put pop cans in it?
Yeah, that'd be great. And I'll just sleep.
Jake
and
will be like, what the fuck?
And like, I'll be like, you're snoring.
Be like, you used to wear your hair in this crazy top bun, and now you have aluminum cans.
I tried a baby top bun. Like, I slept in the top half was in that same bun.
Yeah.
And, like, I used to wear the top bun in long hair, and I'd take it out, and I'd have a wave. It was perfect. Not quite the same. Did not give me the same effect. So I'm just... It's like a figuring out period.
Yeah.
But all in all, I feel free. I'm very happy that I can stop thinking about cutting my hair.
Yes, it's already done.
Right.
You have no choice.
Right. And it has like healed the boredom that I had with, you know, like mm-hmm. when you, so I really like it. I think it's going to be great. It just, I need to remember how to do it.
Wouldn't it be so nice if you just had someone.
A glam squad.
Just did your hair and makeup all the time. Mandy Moore.
Yeah. Right.
Who you're like best friends with your hairdresser. That's
why I tried to look like her hair never looks like this.
It looks great.
Thanks. And then I got new glasses. And so far the poll on Instagram, I thought I looked like Garth from Wayne's World. And so far the poll, I'll just tell our listeners what it's at because I'm concerned. It is at, oh God. Oh no, it's 18 votes for not like Garth, 17 for Garth.
Oh no.
It's close.
It's pretty close. I don't think you look like Garth.
They're just a little bigger than I remembered.
Can you return them?
No.
Well, then you're just going to have to learn to love them.
I know. It's.
Yeah. I think they look really good.
So, thank you. Maybe I'll put the poll up on the on-call room and see what my... Hopefully, everyone will be nice to me.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone would.
But anyways, that was the most boring update of my life. But
no,
it was a big moment, and I texted Bree a photo of my hair before I sent one to anyone else.
Yeah. You did? I didn't mm-hmm. know that.
Oh, you were the absolute first person I sent it to.
Oh, that makes me really happy.
You were the person that had to listen to me talk about it for the past year and a half.
That is true.
Yeah.
Did Jake listen to it, though, too?
Not that much. Kept saying, like, do whatever you want. You'll look great.
Yeah. I'm in full support.
Yeah.
But, like, I understood the pressure of, like, cutting your hair and then, like, it being gone.
Yeah, it's
like,
gone.
Like, what if you were like, oh, I really, really miss it?
I think it made me sad to see when she cut it on the ground. It wasn't as much as I thought it was.
I know, isn't that? Because, like, my hair thins
it's
out
thin.
At the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It was like, oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it will just keep growing. Or, it will grow back.
The thing that is amazing is showering and then... Like having it just air dry. Like when you shower and it's wet, it just feels like there's no hair there. And I can like put my hand and go like this through it. I could not do that when it was long. Like it gets stuck and be snarly. Like I haven't brushed my fingers through my hair in years.
Yeah.
And so that felt fun. It'll be fun for like the beach, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I had short hair one summer and it was like one of my favorite summers because mm-hmm. it would like curl really easily.
Right.
Like you get out of the water and just do this like great curl thing.
That's my hope. So.
Yeah.
This is now a hair podcast. Actually, no, now it's not going to be anymore because
that was it.
Done.
That's the update. We'll just have to wait until I want to cut my hair.
Yeah, then I will gladly hold
then.
Your hand through the process.
Yeah.
Brie, you have an announcement.
I think I really need to clear something up.
I think it's important.
So I just want to let everyone know that like I like Shrek, the movie. And I think it's funny, and I think it was a clever movie, but I am not sexually attracted to Shrek. I think some lines got crossed, and some people in like Shrek memes were very funny.
We still love Shrek memes.
Yeah, I still love Shrek memes. I still love Shrek. Like, but I'm not in love with Shrek. And I just want everyone to know that because I got a little concerned when people were posting stuff in the Facebook group. I'm like, wait, maybe people think like, I actually, like, have a thing for Shrek.
I actually spread a rumor.
And you know what? That's fine. Like, if you do, I'm not, no judgment. If you have a thing for Shrek, more power to you.
There is a great YouTube you should watch.
Yeah, you should watch it. I just don't.
Yeah.
And I just felt like I felt like our listeners really needed to know. But if you have a good Trek meme, send it my way. I will have some giggles.
Yes.
For sure. Also, I thought it was great watching Shrek and Cabo.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't seen the last Shrek movie.
Maybe we should do that sometime.
Have you seen the other ones?
Actually, I haven't seen anyone but the first one.
What?
No, the second one maybe, because that's the guy that looks like Jamie Lannister.
Yeah, and they go to like Hollywood, but it's not really Hollywood. That one's fun. That one's a lot of fun.
Is that one with the giant gingerbread man?
Yeah. The third one, I think, is when they have a baby.
Oh.
But I don't really remember that one.
I've also not seen Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. I have not seen Puss in Boots either. Puss in Boots shows,
Puss in Boots juice.
Puss in Boots juice shows up in the second movie.
Yes. So I have seen the second one.
Yeah.
Did I go to those in the theater?
I did go to the second one in the theater.
Was it like...
I saw it with Reva.
It was popular, right?
It was super popular because Shrek is funny.
Yeah.
It's a great movie. I'm just not sexually attracted to Shrek. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
I feel like I want to be like Diane Sawyer and be like, so tell me why why do you have anger about this right now?
Because people are accusing me of being in love with an ogre.
Which, it's fine if you are.
Yeah, you know, once again, no judgment. If you want to love a green ogre, by all means, who lives in a swamp.
I think I'd rather be a donkey than Shrek.
Donkey!
He's way more fun.
Yeah, he just checked. You are with donkey. I'm more like donkey than... You're with a donkey.
So I'm Shrek.
No...
Get out of my swamp!
You're Shrek and I'm Donkey. No, you're Princess Fiona.
Thank you.
Or am I Lord Farquaad?
Yes, I have his haircut. I am Lord Farquaad.
Oh,
and
no.
Garth. Oh no. And Berries and Cream.
Who's Berries and Cream?
You don't know it either? Do you remember the old Starburst commercial? Berries and Cream, Berries and Cream.
Oh, you brought this up to me.
I'm a lad that loves Berries and Cream.
You brought this up to me the other day, and I do not know what you're talking
about. So many people do know it, though. Guarantee it. If you're out there, please let me know that there are others of you.
I'm sure people do, but...
I made Jake watch the whole commercial. He liked it. He does a dance.
I don't remember.
And then you gestured to yourself at the end. I'm a little lad that loves Berries and Cream.
Well, we'll have to watch it after this.
Yeah, it's great.
We'll put a link in the bio to Berries and Cream.
Yeah.
Do we have anything else?
Well, I think it's... So yesterday, Bree and I hung out with Jake and John in my garage because it was raining and we were going to grill.
Which is hilarious.
It was great.
Yeah, but we literally spent, 4 hours?
Yeah, sitting in... I don't think I got up except to pee.
Yeah, or refill our drinks.
Yeah.
Sitting in a garage.
Yeah. Which I would like listeners to know that I was drinking Malibu and water again.
Fuck yeah, you were.
Now I woke up, I mean, I wasn't hungover at all, but I woke up being like, I don't want any Malibu today.
Yeah, not today.
A little too, I overdid it a little bit. But yeah, we had a garage party. It sounds like that country song. We had a house party.
I don't know that song.
It's fine, you're not missing out.
I don't know Berries and Cream. I don't know country house party. I do know about sitting in a garage.
Yeah, so I don't know how it's... Oh, we were talking about Bree's newest song she's going to debut in karaoke someday soon.
Right.
And that got to somehow you having a band.
Well, yeah. But before that, like, John was telling a story about, like, an EMT that... And he said he had old hands, or he was old hands.
Had been, because he had been working there for a long time.
Which, like, is such, like, an old man phrase to use. Like.
Yeah. It's an old hands phrase.
Exactly. So this joke just went on and on about old hands. And then we started.
Because Jake said, I have old hands with the ladies or something, which was like, it means having experience.
Right.
Which was gross.
Yeah. And then, so then we started talking about karaoke. And then Jake was like, we should start a band.
Oh, because he was drumming while you were singing.
Yeah. And we were like, yes, this is great. And then I don't know who, was it Jake who, or was
or
it you?
John?
I don't know. But we like decided the name of the band would be BJ and the Old Hands. Which is the perfect band name.
It's such a good band name, especially like a local band.
Yeah. And so we decided that Jake is going to be the drummer. I'm going to be the lead singer with tambourine. John's going to play the guitar. And Abby's like, what am I going to do, guys? What am I going to do? And we were like, I don't know, mate. Like, you can
nothing
play the keys. Like, and then we were like, Abby, I'm sorry, but you have to be the band manager.
Yeah, so I'm going to be, I said that I'd be wearing like, First of all, I'd take up smoking. I would wear big giant sunglasses because I'm always hungover and I don't want people to know.
Yeah.
And I'd be in the back, like in the sound booth with an iPad, like, or with the guy that has the iPad doing the levels. And I would just, and I have like multiple cell phones that I'm constantly on the phone with, like trying to get gigs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be my role.
And then, John said he was going to wear all black with a black beret. And I'm going to be wearing cheetah print the whole time. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a good band. And Jake's outfit was less cool.
Yeah, it was like...
It was...
Barefoot and it suspenders.
Was flip-flops, a suspenders, and a white t-shirt.
Yeah, but they're all supposed to be in black, so I didn't really understand why he got to be wearing a white t-shirt.
Same, I didn't either.
But you know what? I let him have it.
I know, I thought that was nice.
Because when we actually start this band...
He won't fucking wear a white t-shirt.
No, the band manager and the lead singer will have something to say about it.
And we talked about how I would book myself a really nice hotel room, but put them all in the same one.
Right, it would be...
Yeah.
The joke was that at the end we find out that Abby's been stealing all our money.
Oh, yeah. I'm pilfering all of the money from you guys.
Yeah. Also, just so everyone knows, Jake and John don't really play instruments. So this is not...
Jake plays the drums like a middle schooler who plays the drums.
Yeah. John does not play the guitar, but he can definitely act like he plays the guitar.
Yeah. And that's really all you need.
Yeah.
I'll actually be shredding backstage. Not Parent Trap.
Freaky Friday.
Yes. Oh, that scene is so unbelievable. It's unbelievable, but it is not believable.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when Lindsay Lohan's on stage and she's just rocking back and forth.
It's so weird.
Jamie, but that is one of my favorite scenes.
Oh, yeah. I love her hair.
Yeah.
Do you remember her hair with that big blonde highlight?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I wanted to be her.
Same.
But now think of where Lindsay Lohan is now.
Yeah, her Instagram has been off the chain.
Oh, dude. I had a dream last night that I was best friends with Heather McMahon.
God, what a fucking good dream.
Yeah.
Maybe she'd be on our podcast.
That would be really
She's
nice.
Trying to get
A podcast
on anything.
Isn't she starting a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Absolutely Not.
Well, maybe we can be on it.
That'd be so fun. I think she'd like us.
Mm-hmm.
We could drink spritz.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to email her.
Yeah, let her know.
She probably's never watched Grey's Anatomy.
Probably not. She probably doesn't.
Sorry to all you paying patrons. We're just going to have a B-list celebrity on the podcast ahead of you.
Yeah. Do we have any other news?
I don't think so. I think maybe we just remind everyone that they should, when they're done listening, go to iTunes. And if they haven't already, left us a review.
Do it.
Yeah, we had a really, really good one. Do you want to read it? Because you found it and sent it to me.
Yeah, sure. So I'm just going to read part of it because it's a pretty long review.
It's from Cindy Lou Who. 11.
So it says, at first I thought, oh my gosh, do I really want to listen to half an hour of them talking gibberish about their lives before they actually start talking about Grey's? That is a valid question. This is going to be so boring. Turns out I do. I want to hear about their lives because they're freaking funny and amazing storytellers. Thank you for entertaining me so much while I'm at the gym. I've literally been listening to the two of you for the past 3 weeks and like no other podcast, it's great. Never stop. But at the rate the show is going, you might never be able to. So thanks, Grey's Anatomy. To everyone out there, if you like Grey's, just listen to this podcast. You won't regret it. Okay, I'm done now. And I thought that was really great.
It is. It really made me happy that she went in doubting it, but then
really ended up enjoying it.
Yeah.
So, if you can just push past our really annoying stories, you'll find humor in them at some point.
Yeah, right. You just have to get to know it.
Yeah.
So, all right. So
that was a little PSA.
Yeah, it's perfect. Okay. And also, actually, no, that's all I have to say. I don't know why I said also.
Also.
Should we take a break and then come back to the kind of boring episodes?
Yeah, not much to
Maybe
say.
Maybe we'll find some nugget of humor throughout it.
Let's hope.
Okay. We'll be right back. Okay, we are talking about this week, season 6, episodes 3 and 4. I always feel like somebody's watching me. And
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
Ooh, I didn't know that that's what that song was. And Tainted Obligation.
I don't know that one.
I was just going to be like, and go. okay, we'll read the monologues.
So, let me start again.
Let me get into character.
excuse me. Okay. I don't know why I did that. Now I'm nervous.
Oh, no.
Okay. Paranoia. Stop.
up. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, take a drink, listeners, okay. If you're playing the...
Oh, fuck. I'm going to take it.
It's usually me that can't make it through. Do you want me to read the first one?
I got it.
Okay.
Paranoia gives you an edge in the ER. Surgeons play out worst case scenarios in their heads. You're ready to close. You got the bleeder. You know, I can't read. You know it, but they're...
Popcorn.
You know it, but there's...
Oh, fuck.
You know it, but there's that voice in your head asking, what if you didn't? What if the patient dies and you could have prevented it? So you check your work one more time before you close. Paranoia is a surgeon's best friend. We're all susceptible to it. The dread and anxiety of not knowing what's coming. It's pointless in the end because all the worrying and the making of plans for things that could or could not happen, it only makes things worse. So walk your dog or take a nap. Just whatever you do, stop worrying because the only cure for paranoia is to be here just as you are. Meredith Grey.
Nice.
That was not nice, but thank you.
Tainted obligation. This one is also done by Meredith. We begin life with a few obligations. We pledge allegiance to the flag. We swear to return our library books. But as we get older, we take vows. We make promises. We get burdened by commitments to do no harm, to tell the truth and nothing but, to love and cherish till death do us part. So we just keep running up the tap until we owe everything to everybody and suddenly think, what the? The thing about being a surgeon, everybody wants a piece of you. We take one little oath and suddenly we're drowning in obligations. To our patients, to our colleagues, to medicine itself. So we do what any sane person would do. We run like hell from our promises, hoping they'll be forgotten. But sooner or later, they always catch up. And sometimes you find the obligation you dread the most isn't worth running from at all. Do you think there's surgeons out there that when... Because I feel like a lot of these monologues speak to surgeons.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that they're ever like, that's not true?
I don't think surgeons watch this show.
Hmm.
I think
that's a good point
because I feel like, you know, like a lot of lawyers won't watch like true crime, like SVU,
stuff like that
because it's just not how it is.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So shotgun workup. We have patient one, Jody Crawley. She hit a parked car and she has an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Her son, Tom Crawley, he is paranoid schizophrenia with a wrist injury and a
splenic
bleed. Then Thatcher Gray shows up and he has end-stage liver failure. Irving Waller, growth and, oh yeah, erectile dysfunction.
Loved him.
Yeah. Randy Helsby, abdominal sarcoma. Alex Karev has a tick. And Meredith Gray, liver transplant.
Yep. And then we kind of broke down the main things that happen in these two episodes to kind of guide our conversation today. And those are, so this is rounds, my favorite. Number one is the merger. Basically, like, there are some people that got fired, someone got promoted, everyone reacts differently, and it's just, like, pure chaos. We have Izzy, again, is, like, she's now actually working with her wig. Alex is trying to take care of her, and there's a lot in this episode about their living situation. Christina is not getting what she needs out of Seattle Grace and her dealing with there not being like a cardiac surgeon for her to work under. And then she finally approaches Chief. Thatcher is back and needs a liver. Callie on becoming an attending. Right.
Oops, yeah.
And then she and Arizona take their relationship, like their official, which I guess I thought they were already, but now it's spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, there's a lot of scenes that we had with Derek and Chief. It's just unrelenting.
Yeah.
It won't stop.
So where do we want to start? Well, first notes.
Yeah, first notes.
I said, LOL, Christina does not love kids.
Yeah.
She says she loves kids.
I actually wrote that. I guess I never thought about it that way, that like Arizona, like peds, like she does neuro and doesn't she? Like
she does a lot of things. Yeah. Like on.
Right.
Tiny humans.
Right. And like Christina made that point that like it's a tiny canvas, but you do all of the things.
Right.
And that was like made me kind of just realize like, whoa. Yeah. Cause you never, not often, I guess, do you see Derek working on like a small baby? It does happen though.
It does happen. I wonder, but I think, I feel like within peds, people have specialties.
I agree.
Cause I have like a friend who's in, I just feel like it isn't just like in peds you do all the things, but maybe for this purpose of the show.
Yeah,
But I'm pretty sure if you know out there, listeners, if like in peds.
Right.
If you have a specialty. Like if you're a peds. Like I can imagine having like a peds neurosurgeon.
Right. I agree too. So it was just interesting that that was Christina's approach. But yeah, she does not like children. What's
no.
she doing?
No. So what do, who do, what do we want to talk about first?
Should we talk about Christina?
Sure.
Okay. Because she's in a lot of this, like,
yeah,
sucking up and flirting and...
yeah. I just want to... her rounds on peds is not great.
No.
And then that bear voice that she gives when, like, Arizona makes her, like, speak her for, stuffed animal
yeah,
speak
yeah.
or whatever. Christina talks. Like, it's, like, absolutely terrifying. You right. do not know how to interact with small children.
I also... I actually thought, though, like, at first when the scene when she's going into that room with Arizona and Arizona acts like she doesn't know where the patient is, mm-hmm. she's like, maybe you should check the bathroom. My first instinct was like, oh, my God, I would be annoyed, too. Like, you know, whatever. But then I was like, holy shit, Arizona's really good at her job.
Yeah.
Because, like, that doesn't exhaust her to continue to do that and, like, pay that special care.
Right.
There was something else in...
It's funny to think that, like, that's... Karev's path because you don't see him as that type of character, but now we do see him in peds. Spoiler
right,
alert.
Right.
And he's really good at that shit too.
Yeah. I also wrote that I would not be good at peds.
I would be terrible.
I don't have patience.
No. I don't even think it's a patience thing for me. I just like, I talk to children like they're adults.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. I think you can do that. But yeah. like sometimes in like, I feel like, trauma situations, you need to like coddle them. And I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, yeah, no, for sure. Also, I think it's really important when thinking about this whole storyline with Christina is that, which it made me feel better at the end, but it's weird that sometimes she's so confident, like, mm-hmm. like she's, I'm the best and whatever. But then in this episode, it starts with her like being, I guess she's afraid that she won't make it because she doesn't have someone to vouch for her, not so much because she's not good.
Right.
Like, I think she knows that she's one of the best, but she just is afraid that since she has no one of seniority vouching for her, then she does it. Is that the issue?
I think that is because, like, you know, each person is kind of already trying to figure out what their specialty is, and they have an attending that they work alongside.
Right, right.
And so, yeah, I think that's her big fear. But I thought it was interesting when... she ends up just telling Chief to just let her go.
Yeah.
Because, I understand. Like, she knows she wants to be a heart surgeon. Mm-hmm. And there's, like, she's working on all this other shit she doesn't care about.
Right.
And there's no one there to teach her. And so if he's not going to bring someone in to teach her, she's like, it's better that you just let me go and I'll go be great somewhere else.
I feel like she had that realization as she was like having the conversation with Chief. Like,
yeah.
You know, cause I feel like she was just going in there to be like, hey, I'm here. Like, don't fire me. But then like had this thought of like, actually fuck it. Like if you're not going to do anything, which is it Teddy is the next?
Teddy's the next one.
That's exciting.
Yeah. Teddy.
Cause they have a good relationship, don't they?
After a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Not at first.
Not at first. Oh, cause Owen. Duh.
Cause Owen. And she also just thinks she's not she doesn't think she's a cardio god.
Okay. Yeah.
But then she ends up being really great. But then it's a fucking love triangle. Like they're still doing.
Yeah.
On
poor
this
Teddy.
Show.
She can never just stand on her own.
Yeah.
Also, to speak to Christina being bad at peds, when she's eating the pudding and she's like, the kid wanted chocolate pudding. This is the last one. And she's just eating it.
Also, when she says, where is it? Oh, fuck. I lost it. Oh, his name is Mr. Bear. He eats children.
Yeah, our pin. Yeah. Which isn't it because Meredith is like, who's that?
Yeah. His name is Mr. Bear. He eats children.
I also love that it's Callie that... is like, Arizona, you idiot. She doesn't...
Yeah.
She's not... It's like, I'm a roommate. And then when she has that realization where she's like, oh yeah, girlfriend Trump's roommate. Like,
yeah, like
you know, I just loved that moment. I always still forget they're still roommates.
Uh-huh. I do too. Yeah, there's not much going on with her and Owen in these two episodes. It's just mostly
except
her.
Why won't he vouch for her? Like, he's all like a hard ass of like, I don't want to play favorites.
I don't know.
But then he's... Karev is being his, like, he's, you know, or there's like people
is
that,
he,
or is, yeah, like, I'm just annoyed with that. Like,
I think because they're dating and so he doesn't want to get caught in
classic,
like,
Grey's storyline.
Yeah, like,
fucking A.
Vouching for someone that he's dating or whatever.
Right, right. That makes sense. What did you feel? Okay, so, like, I have two sides of this.
Okay.
Show-wise, I think it was, like, humorous that they, like, you know, trick Christina into doing the, like, penile implant.
Mm-hmm.
But also, then that's, like, so that's, like, haha, it's a show and it's funny. But then I had this, like, weird, like, thought where I was, like, fucking dudes. Like, it was very, like, sexist and weird.
Oh, totally.
And, like, I just three love- men doing it and then, like, getting her in on it.
Yeah, I also love that she, like, didn't let it faze her. And yeah, she was just, like, well, you could tell at first, like, this guy was about to shave me. And yeah, she was, like, cool.
Yeah.
Like, great.
Yeah.
Or fantastic. Well, she had a really funny response.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the surgery.
Yeah, when they like, bullied her, like, oh, you should make
yeah,
should
and then she was,
see if it works.
Oh, and I don't remember the exact line she said, but, like, this isn't a joke to me or something, or like, I take my job seriously. And so she did it.
Yeah.
Like, squeezed the testicles or whatever to make sure that it worked. And I don't know. It's frustrating because I do think, I think also the point they're trying to make is, like, Christina takes things very, very seriously.
Even things that are, like, could be funny.
Yeah.
Or, like,
yeah. And so she, like, I think sometimes they're like, oh, there's, you know, we need to lighten up Christina or whatever. But I do agree with what you're saying. Like, I don't, remember how we've talked about on this show, like, sometimes things don't land a couple years later.
Yes, that's how I feel about this whole segment.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's as funny maybe as it was when we first watched
Agreed. Which I feel, like, proud of the world and me for, like, noticing that when, like, I probably wouldn't have before. And maybe I'm being, like, too dissecting it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I just thought it was, like, maybe if it had been, like, a female doctor and Mark Sloan do, and then they had her do it. But the fact that it was, like, the three guys,
the
even
three
her
attending.
Boyfriend,
yeah,
also, like, being like, oh, she's gonna be mad at me for that. Like,
yeah,
it was just stupid. Also, though, I did love that it kind of turned around that when she did it, she was actually like, wow, amazing. Like,
yeah,
that's fucking cool science.
Right, right.
Which, can we really quick talk about that patient? Because I have some notes.
I wrote penile implant. Huh.
I
think that's the only note I wrote.
I loved him.
Yeah.
I hated his children.
His children were terrible.
When he goes, I'm not demented, I'm just old.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, getting old seems terrible. People treat you like a baby.
People treat you like a baby. I've heard that people just don't pay attention to you anymore. They don't look at you like
right.
you don't exist.
Right.
You're not valuable to society anymore.
Right, which is and fucking terrible because we all get old.
We all get
if
old.
If we're lucky.
And then, like, yeah, so what? He's 80 years old. He still wants to bone.
It was amazing.
Good for him.
I was so, that I think it's like episodes like this why we love Mark Sloan.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was, I loved how he was like, I understand. Like,
yeah.
And, like, and then he said, I love that the guy said, can you give an old man a work in Johnson? Loved that line so much.
Also, when they're like, you want to give Janie or whatever,
Maureen, or whatever. Yeah.
No, her, their daughter, like, you want to pay for her college or whatever.
The granddaughter, yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, no, I've worked every day of my life. We saved up all this money, and then my wife died, and we didn't get to spend it. So I'm spending it on me. And, like, I feel like maybe he would be more willing to give his granddaughter money for college if his fucking son wasn't such a dick about
shit. Oh, yeah. That part when he was like, me and your mom saved money for a rainy day. Like, this is that rainy day. I got a little GGBs and I was like, this makes me think of Up. And then I was like, wow, I'm fragile and sad today. Like, why am I so, but I just, yeah. Like, and when he was like, your mom would have wanted this for me. And like, your mom wouldn't have wanted you to bone someone. I was like, shut up.
And then when they were like, we've thought about it and we're taking you out of assisted living.
We're moving you in with us?
Yeah, and like to share a room with your granddaughter.
That's the part where I was like, oh my God, this is awful. This man needs to be safe.
Yeah, and then Mark just being like, come on. Like, give him a break.
It was so cute when she came in then and they kissed. And
like,
it was fucking beautiful.
Who fucking cares, man?
And also, how convenient, just squeeze your balls and then whoop. Yeah. I had questions. How long does it stay for? Do you have to, like, redo it? Is it just pumping it with air?
I don't know. I was wondering, like, is it pleasurable?
Right. That's what
Does
I was wondering,
like,
too.
Does it, like, hurt?
Or is it just for her, which is actually even more sweet.
Yeah, like, that's really sweet. But
also, Wallace, like, was that his name?
Wallace. I don't know what his name is.
You can do things without that.
Irving. It was
Irving.
Wallace.
Irving Wallace.
Waller.
Oh.
Close. It's all close, you know?
Fucking Wallace. Yeah, I just had thoughts about him because I weirdly
got to choose movies. Wonder how that works. Because I would assume, do you have ejaculation?
I don't think so. It must just be so that you can, like, do the act of sex. Are you going to look it up?
Yeah. Penile implant.
You're going to get some images.
Nope.
Oh.
Are devices placed inside the penis to allow men with erectile dysfunction to get an erection. Penile implants are typically recommended after other treatments of ED fail. Okay, but that's not that helpful.
You should actually Google, can you ejaculate with a penile implant? Get real specific.
Can you ejaculate without knowing?
Are you looking at all the things that come up?
With a kidney stone?
Would it shoot it right out?
That is odd. A penile, it does not change sensation on the skin of the penis or a man's ability to reach orgasm. Mm. Ejaculation is not affected.
Interesting.
Once it's put in, however, it may destroy the natural erection reflex. Men usually can't get an erection without inflating the implant.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go, guys.
So I just if love you that that guy seeking, knew about it.
Yeah, if you are seeking a penile implant, now you have all the information you need from your doctors, Abby and Bree.
Just ask Irving.
Mm-hmm.
Anything on Christina?
Go
ahead.
I was just going to talk about at the end of the first episode when they're all playing baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was hilarious.
Love her.
And then when she hit the ball and she got so excited.
Yeah, like
and
forgot like about everything.
Freaked out. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually wrote, can we please go play baseball? We talked about that.
We did, but I recommended kickball because I feel like baseball or softball would just be too hard.
But that would be so much fun.
Yeah.
I told Bree we were talking that we don't want to play against anyone we don't know.
Yeah, just like our core group of friends
so
who
like,
cannot make fun of me.
Exactly. Also, is this the season when Meredith is pregnant? Because they have not showed her from the waist down this whole episode.
Oh, like in real life?
Yeah, in real life.
Was she ever pregnant in real life?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought she adopted. I could have
She has
that
done that also.
Oh.
What season was
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was. And that's why season six. Yep.
Oh, and is that why she gets a liver transplant?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And why she's like bed rest for...
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And this whole episode, they never show her from the boobs down.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Should we... So we're done with Christina.
Yeah.
Should we go into like... I feel like we should go into like Thatcher or something because I feel like the rest of them have to do with the merger.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's talk about Thatcher.
So... I just want to say that when he threw up, that was so disgusting.
Yeah, was it on Mare's shoes?
Yeah, it was blood puke, and it was really, really gross.
It was terrible. Also, yeah, I wrote, holy shit.
And I said, oh no, Thatcher's liver is failing, and he can't go on the transplant list because he has only been sober for 90 days.
Yeah, I didn't know about that rule, which it makes sense because they're not going to give one to someone that maybe like might not take care of it.
Yeah,
but
no,
it's
it
also,
makes sense.
It's really devastating.
Yeah.
And yeah, Lexi offers, it was a weird, like there's the scene where Meredith is like clearly hiding from Lexi and her sad eyes and everything she says. And I just keep thinking like what a hard spot to be in.
Oh yeah. Because like, well, I did write something, this is a little bit later on, but when Meredith does decide to like offer her liver, because we find out that Lexi can't. Like Lexi is immediately,
which is
like,
just so sad. Can you even imagine if you like all you wanted to do was do that?
Yeah, and she immediately is like, I will give my liver, and then she can't, and then she finds out that Meredith can. Like looks at her,
right?
Her chart, very illegal.
Which she did with George. Remember, she looked at charts.
Oh yeah, very very illegal.
Yeah.
But so then Meredith decides that like she's gonna offer her liver to Thatcher, and he tells her he can't accept it. And I just thought it was kind of shitty on Thatcher's part too, because he's like, I could never do that to you. But I was like, but he would let Lexi do it. And I was like, and Lexi dealt with his alcoholism. Like, she took care of him after his mom died.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really shitty that he wouldn't let Meredith do it, but he would let Lexi do it.
I don't think he, I mean, I agree with you. That is like a weird double standard. I feel like the thing with the alcoholism with his mom, or when his wife died, wasn't that long. Like, I think it was a short period of time. Which,
and
not
that
that makes.
How does he already have cirrhosis?
Well, no, I think it's from the years before with Al. I think he was an alcoholic.
With Ellen?
With Alice.
Or Ellen.
Ellen. Like, but yeah, I think he, because I'm pretty sure that's like when Alice and him were together and left. Because yeah, you don't just become an alcoholic from like 2 years of drinking.
So then the point would be then Lexi would have dealt with his alcoholism through his whole life then.
No, I think once he got with Susan, he sobered up.
He was sober?
Correct. I think it's when Meredith was a kid. Because she's like, you're the guy that poured my cereal. Like, there's no, like, I'm pretty sure he was that way when Meredith was young. We'll look it up and do a break in a second so we're not Googling. But that would be my guess.
I guess that makes sense.
It has to be. You can't be, I don't think your liver can, unless it's like something else. But the fact that it's drinking related.
Right.
It has to be like years and years.
Years. Well, yeah, that's what I didn't understand.
Because I think Susan's only been dead like 2 years.
So, and he wasn't an alcoholic when he married Susan. He was sober.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because even...
It's still very complicated.
Because even Meredith is like he's... Like, when he gets drunk again, she's like, yeah, like, this has happened before.
Oh.
That's my guess. I'll look it up. We'll confirm. I thought it was really interesting that Alex and Christina, like, were like, he gave you the gift of life. Like, yeah. They were very... Especially Alex, who comes from a shitty dad.
Well, yeah, when he was like... Try again with Thatcher. Like, it was actually really sweet that Alex was saying that, but it felt a little out of character, maybe.
I think maybe his reasoning was he didn't want Meredith to regret that she didn't.
Sure.
If he died. Like, I truly think they were looking out for her, not really him.
Yeah.
But I thought that Lexi's, when she goes in and, like, talks to Meredith, was really sad and emotional and moving. And I kept putting myself in the shoes of, like, okay, I'm Lexi. My dad is going to die. Like, I know he's not perfect, but I had a good child. You know, like, how, if someone had the power to save him, how desperate you would feel to, like...
Yeah.
And I feel like she just conveyed that so much. I love that she said, I know he's not your dad, but somehow you have his blood and I don't. Give me my dad.
That
was really fucking sad.
I also thought that we have seen a lot of growth in Meredith through this storyline, especially that she's like, goes in and she's like, I don't know you. I don't know what it's like to have a dad, but I know what it's like to have a sister.
Yeah, she called her sister.
Yeah, and then saying like, and if we get through this, then the door is open for me to know you and get to know you. When, like, she, this, even through the episode, was like, I don't care about him. I don't care. If he were to die, it wouldn't change my life. Blah, blah, blah. It would change her life. But at the end of the episode was like, I would be willing and open to, like, maybe figuring out something.
Yeah.
Like healing and a relationship or whatever.
I really thought it was just going to be the part about, like, she did it for Lexi. I did not know there was going to be that little portion of, like, maybe we can get to know each other.
Yeah.
Which clearly that's like also thanks to Lexi, who is like advocating for him.
Right.
It's also sad to know that they didn't really have a relationship after this.
Like, I know.
Until this last season.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked it up and I think you're actually right. This is frustrating to me. After Susan's death, Thatcher started drinking heavily. Not frustrating that you're right and I'm wrong. Frustrating that this is what the story is. When he was trying to go to the store, Alex offered blah, blah, blah. As a result, he was admitted for drunkenness and having his arm put through a window. That was after alienating everyone, he went into rehab and soon he visited 29 days sober. This is an apology. Lexi forgave him and then he had dinner with them. And then the liver transplant thing happens. But yeah, so.
So I do not think he was an alcoholic when Meredith was
a child. Just drank real heavy.
Or maybe I think that can happen to your liver. That maybe just escalated it.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So
interesting. So he just wasn't around with Meredith. It's not that he was drinking. Okay.
Right. He just wasn't around because Ellis kicked him out.
Right. Sorry to all the ghosts in the podcast world who are probably screaming at me while I wrote a fake storyline.
I mean,
my storyline and it's headcanon for me.
Yeah, that made a lot of sense. I get it.
Because now I'm just like, wait, Mary, couldn't you have gone when you were like six? I guess no. It's dark and twisty.
Yeah. That liver looked so gross, though. Like the
I must have blinked in that part.
Yeah, it was like the when they were like pulling the liver out for the transplant. It just looked so like bleh.
Like his nasty one.
No, her like healthy one. It just looked like that.
I thought it was cute that Derek held her head in surgery.
I thought it was cute too, but of course they get to do
that.
Well,
yeah, fuck, you know, like, I know. Rules don't apply.
To like Meredith and Derek. I also thought it was really sad when Lexi asked Bailey to like put him on the list or whatever. And she was like, no, I will not do that. I have 15 other patients who didn't drink a day in their life. And like, yeah. And it was
usually
like,
she's a little nicer about that stuff, but that was,
I mean, but Bailey's going through some shit. Yeah, no, I think something has to happen in her storyline.
This season. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't remember what.
Also, I thought it was sad when she puts Meredith down. Yeah. And she's like, you better not pull anything on me, Gray. I've had 4 out of the 5 of you on my operating table, which Krev so far is the only one, right?
I know. Yeah.
Yeah. Which that was really sad.
But, well, yeah, because Christina was on the table.
With her. The ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And then there was just a random note I have of like Meredith is like walking back and forth outside Thatcher's room and Derek and Christina are standing so close staring at her. She just completely doesn't notice. Which just shows kind of like how in her head she is.
Right. I agree that they're like, how did she not see them? Also though, I thought it was really great that neither of them stepped in to give their opinions. Yeah. Like I thought it was great when Christina was going to and Derek stopped her.
Yes, I totally
agree.
Because
that is a decision that she has to make on her own.
Yeah, she's giving part of her body to someone. Yeah,
I thought, I actually like, again, Derek can go from, especially in these fucking, this season, yeah. Like, from a psychopath to a loving man. And that was a moment where I was like, oh, Derek.
Yeah.
But then like minutes later, he's bombarding Chief.
Yeah. Which we will get to. Yeah. But, yeah, but she did it. She gave the liver and then everyone ended up okay.
Yeah. Also, just a note on Lexi, because this, I mean, the first episode, she's just so nervous and freaking out. And the second one, she's still nervous, but stuff with her dad is happening. And I loved the part when it's when Christina's eating the pudding and Lexi thinks she's going to be fired. And she turns to her, I guess this is merger related, but it also feels just because she was just going through shit. And she was like, I really admire you. And I think you're really pretty. And she's like, just in case I don't get to tell you that. And I just thought that that was great. And also that like the, I guess I'll talk about this when we get to the merger. Never mind.
Well, I'm ready to go there if you're ready to go there.
Yeah, should we go there?
Yeah.
Is that what, like, everything I have left is about?
I mean, the merger and, like, Izzy
and
working.
Izzy's wig.
And she's working again, which, like, ties in with the merger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, like, this is, like, what the
is this
most
what this
of the
whole season is about? Or until they get here?
I think until they get here.
What did they say? 3 more weeks? Days? It was something.
I didn't catch that part.
I heard them say a timeline, and now I'm curious what episode they're going to all join us, you know? Join.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
But everyone's just like in a state of panic. I mean, in the first part of the episode, I wrote, oh, geez, Lexi, that was perfectly good blood. She runs and she's like just moving too fast. And like everyone is just like in a state of panic because they're afraid that they're going to be cut from the program.
Right, right.
Because as we remember from last week's episode, Chief told them that
yes,
people are going to be cut.
On the stairwell.
Yeah. I loved when Mark was talking to Lexi after she like fell in the blood and stuff. And he said, you deserve to be here. Act like it, which I thought was great.
He's a great boyfriend at times.
Yeah. And so Izzy comes back to work when she probably shouldn't be, but she's afraid of losing her job.
She's wearing a
not great wig,
a redheaded wig.
Yeah.
And also I wrote, Jesus, Alex, just tell her the wig looks good. Like be a boyfriend. And he was just like, he like doesn't ever say anything. And then he walks away. I'm like, all it would take is a lie. Like,
yeah.
But he just
but
can't do it.
Christina and Meredith's response to Izzy's wig was hilarious. Yeah. Like they were both very confused and like
frozen.
Like, yeah. So she's like in surgery doing shit that she shouldn't be doing, I guess.
Not remembering to take her medicine.
Yeah. And I feel bad for Karev because he's like running around worrying about Izzy, trying to take care of her, making her take her meds. And like he is always stuck in that role.
Caretaker role.
Yeah. Of taking, oh, is he the helper? Probably. Seeing Enneagram 2?
Probably a very unhealthy one.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that Derek didn't also, like, be like, yeah, you should slow down, Izzy. I just operated on your brain. Like, I know, usually he's like so... Like, remember when he wouldn't let Chief come to work for that tiny yeah. fucking thing? And now he's like, yeah, sure, Izzy. You can be in my OR.
And stand for 5 hours or whatever.
Yeah, I just thought that that was a little strange, but...
I agree.
And then I love that part when she does take her wig off, though.
Yes.
And it's that Ingrid Michaelson song, The Chain, that's yep. playing also, which is one of my favorite songs.
Yes. I wrote something about that. I think that she... You know, it's like... well, this wasn't really that good of an episode, but I was going to say, you know, it's a good episode, or at least it's a Grey's Anatomy episode when Ingrid Michaelson
Yeah, it's a good
playing.
Moment yeah. in an episode, mm-hmm. yeah. And I saw you had a note about this, but in the first episode, season episode 3, they find out that people get let go via email.
Right.
Which they must be letting so many people go that they don't have time. But usually you do an in-person thing, I thought.
Right. I was shocked by that. Like, yeah. first round is by email. I'm like, is that even legal?
Right. So then we find out. There's that moment at the end of the episode where Derek, like, everyone is found out and there's, like, mad chaos and people are crying. And Derek is, like, shaking hands like he's the mayor.
I was like, why is Derek the one who's walking around comforting people or comforting everyone? Where is Chief?
Yeah.
Chief is nowhere to be found.
Chief's been in his office with his head down this whole time.
Yeah. But also, he's the mayor.
He was. And then we find out Olivia.
Olivia got fired. After 7 years. Didn't I mention that I thought she got fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how we lose Olivia on the show.
I also decided that if Chief writes a book, it should be called Derek, I'm Tired, I'm Going yeah. Home. Because, like, when Derek accosts him again, which should we talk about that scene within, it was in the first one.
Derek storming into Chief's office again. Are you making cuts?
Yeah, and then he's like, Chief is saying something that, like, the people will, and he goes, I'm not people. Like, yeah. I'm your advocate, whatever. I wrote, Derek is such an idiot. I hate the scene. And then also, meanwhile, while this is all happening, there's a photo of Adele, like a glamour shot, right behind Chief, like in an 8x10 frame, sitting there. And she's just fucking smug as can be.
Oh, my God.
Richard.
Derek, this whole time, first of all, Chief is very angry these two episodes.
Yes.
Just like... And he's not handling things well. But Derek is also being a smug-ass motherfucker walking around the hospital.
A smug-ass motherfucker.
He is. And the only person he's really nice to is...
Meredith.
I mean, he's being a dick.
Does he have no energy? Is it like he's either a dick to everyone? It's like he can only be nice to one person at a time.
Yeah, it's so... But, like, I get it. Chief is probably not handling things well, but Derek is just, like, he's on a rampage. Why isn't Derek fired? Derek does get fired.
Because he's a good neuro.
Wait, Derek does get fired in this season.
Maybe you should write for this show. Yeah. Maybe it's actually just so sponged inside your brain that...
Yeah.
I also liked, too, like, there's right in the beginning, Mark and Derek are talking. He's like, he's going to let people go today? I'm going to go talk to him. And I was like, of all the times, like... Just now, there's never a good time. And he always runs in there like he's fucking a tornado.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. he's super smug the rest of the time.
Yeah,
and like
he's the worst.
Just acting like, how would Derek do it differently? You know?
Like, hey, Chief, he could do it what Callie did.
Yeah.
Which we should also talk about. But let's see, what other merger things? Breakdowns left and right. Well, I thought it was interesting, too. Everyone has this, like, fear, you know, like, and everyone's running around. And the patient, which I do want to talk about, but not right yet, the schizophrenic patient had, like, the scary thoughts in his head and all these things.
Yeah.
And Lexi's talking to him and is like, so every time you can, like, you think that there's the scary thing, you can look at this and know that it's not real. I feel like she was also saying that to herself. That,
oh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
This, I mean, that whole monologue was about paranoia, but, like... Paranoia is not real. Like, yes. Those are... And so I feel like, yeah, they all need
Your
to.
Anxious thoughts are not reality. And right. So she goes...
I think I
to talk to you another,
I
like...
I just highlighted one of your
you
things.
You did.
Sorry.
Two of them. It's fine. She went to go talk to one of the other interns and was like, if we just do our jobs and we do them well, like, because Owen let her, like, fix a spleen or something. Mm-hmm, and she mm-hmm. was like... And it was great. And then the intern is like... His girlfriend or whatever got let go.
Yeah.
And And so I think that kind of shakes Lexi up a little bit, really realizing like, oh, wait, no, it's not gonna all be okay.
Right. I love that Mark comforts her even though she's crying because she didn't get cut. You know, like he doesn't like judge her for what she's emotionally feeling like.
Yeah.
Also, he looks like he'd be a great hug.
Oh,
leaning into a Mark Sloan hug.
Yeah, just not current Mark Sloan.
No, I'm talking time like Turner, Mark Sloan.
Yeah, and then like, I mean, we talked about Christina, her response. Meredith is like super trying to be super chill about it. Yeah, and then yeah. She tells everyone to check their email. And she was like, I've been calm all day. And like, I'm not going to be calm.
If one of you.
And no one of our residents get cut of like the main characters at this point in time. I think that's kind of everyone's response. I don't know if you have anyone else. It seems like all the attendings are pretty confident. Like, they know that they're needed.
Yeah.
Like, Mark is like, I just put a baby's arm back on. Like, that's why he's not going to cut me.
Right,
you know?
Right. I thought it was interesting, too, because spoiler alert, like, Izzy gets cut or gets fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's that moment, too, when they're talking about the living space, and Alex is like, we could just move back to Meredith. And she says, I need to move forward, not backward. Like, mm-hmm. Like she can't take steps backward. And so I feel like it's kind of like, again, foreshadowing her eventual, like her saying like, I cannot go backward. She's going to get fired, which is right. A step backward. And like, she's already claiming that she's not capable of dealing with that.
Yeah.
And so I just am sad for when it happens soon too. It's not in the, it's not like the end of the season.
No, I mean, it's during this like big merger.
Right. Why did I write Alex's reaction to a bear?
Oh, yeah, there was a bear.
And he screams.
Yeah, I wrote, oh my God, Alex screaming at that bear. I've never, ever seen Alex scream scream like that, except for that scene where he screams at a bear, which might be the way I would scream at a bear. Yeah, just like.
Should we talk about Callie?
Yeah.
So Arizona gives Callie the idea. Well, first of all, she's like, you can't go to Portland because I don't believe in long distance.
Yeah.
And we're official, which I think is cute because I do think sometimes in a relationship you have the right to voice your opinion and it shows you care. Like,
yeah. And I think it was cute too because Callie didn't really realize.
And didn't really want to go. I think she just felt like she had to.
Right.
Like,
and so she's like, this is what you're going to do. And you're going to go talk to Chief or whatever. I wrote, here we go again, talking about building bones out of titanium rods. Like, that's what she fucking opens with.
Another meeting with Chief also, which no one warns Chief about these meetings.
No. And it plays out to her benefit.
Yeah.
Which I don't get. There's a fucking merger going on right now. He's firing a ton of people. And then he just gives Callie an attending position.
All because she says, like, how are you doing? And then he answers, he's clearly fragile.
Yeah, like, I knew we had to get Callie back into the hospital. And, like, I just didn't realize it happened so simply. Like,
yeah, she wasn't out for even that long either. Like,
no.
It's only episode 4.
Yeah, and then she's just, like, she gets exactly what she wanted when she left. It's not like Ortho, like, fell apart when she left.
Right, I don't really get what the point of that storyline was other than maybe to have her in Arizona, like... She's not leaving. She's staying with Arizona.
I guess.
But it's still, I don't know. It was just weird. Like, it was happy for her, but, like, also, Chief
or,
is weird.
I guess, in the other episode, Arizona sent a patient to Callie at a different hospital.
Right.
So maybe that storyline.
But even that didn't even, like, yeah.
Nothing
just
made
weird.
Sense.
No. I did think it was interesting. There's her and Arizona are at the park. And Callie's trying to go over her speech, and then Arizona like interrupts her and is like, I just wanted 30 minutes in the park with my girlfriend, not, you know, like this. And I'm like, okay, but you're also dating someone who's in the same field as you. And like,
right.
She wants to go over her talk right now. I thought that was a little like, I get that sometimes you don't want to talk about certain things.
Yeah, but also like in probably 30 minutes or like 4 hours, like the talk will be over and you won't have to talk about
exactly.
It kind of so like, why can't you just be there and be supportive?
It kind of reminded me of when Bailey, when Arizona was like, no, Bailey, you need to help me with my thing right now because yours is not important enough. Like, it was just weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
I maybe still, there's I like her a lot,
about,
but
yeah, maybe there's some things about Arizona that are not so great.
Yeah.
Karev had a tick on his neck.
Yeah, that was gross. Also, how did he not feel that? It was literally on the side of his neck.
I don't know. A lot of people don't feel ticks.
How fucking funny. Not actually, it's not funny at all. Lyme disease is not a joke. I'm not. But what if like that's how Alex's character ends up? Like it's like next season he gets Lyme.
And it gets because he had a tick.
From this season.
Well, maybe that's how it'll go.
If all the places I would be so happy to be in a hospital if I had a tick. Like, best place to be.
Yeah, take it off, test it.
His reaction to it, though, is my reaction when someone tells me there's a bug on me.
Oh, yeah.
Just no chill.
Just disgusted.
Also, love that part about his character that, like, you think because he's this, like, manly man that he would be, like, which I forget from the camping episode, he's, like, not great at it either.
No.
But I love that he said, I grew up on, what did he call his parents? He said, I grew up. He was like, I grew up in a like on the floor of a bar. My parents were, and he called them something.
Were lounge lizards?
Lounge lizards. I keep looking.
I was raised in a bar. Yeah, my parents were lounge lizards. I was raised in a bar.
It's freaking great.
Yeah. I want to say that I love that all of them are like best friends, like during
the
lunch baseball
scenes and the
baseball scene. And I said, why do half of them have to die? It's so sad.
Yeah.
Because they're all such good friends.
Were Alex and Izzy at the baseball?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It was Lexi, Christina, Meredith.
Yeah. Owen. Yeah. Which I wrote, I love this version of Owen.
Yeah.
Like I loved early. I'm not whatever, but like when he's like, come on, Christina. I just love them together. I don't know how I feel. He's less annoying to me in these early seasons.
I would agree
with
you.
He's still extreme. Is it because I think we talked about this. He doesn't get not extreme. Like he stays at the high level the whole time.
Yeah, I think he never like arcs out or like rounds down. He's just like constantly looking at people in the face like this. And so like in the first couple seasons, it's like, wow, he's intense. And like,
yeah.
And it's like, wait, dude.
It'll be interesting to see how like it goes next season and like current grades with him.
Yeah, do you think they'll stay on?
I don't know.
Like their story feels like kind of wrapped up to me, right?
If they get together.
Well, I think they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. I bet they'll go back to Germany
or
something.
There's going
to
be Tom Karasik they got to deal with.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Speaking of Tom got out of the ER.
What?
The schizophrenic patient.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just so quick note. I was really, like, excited for that, like, Grace did a storyline like this. I forgot about it. As soon as it started, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
This one just makes me very, very sad. Because it's, like, so... I think so many moms of kids with special needs, when they become adults, like, that's just your life. And, like, that so easily could have been, like, my family. And so this, like, storyline was so sad to me. Like, on a level I couldn't even... Just, like, the way the mom knew everything to do to, like, calm them down.
Right.
And like, how she, like, let this thing get so bad. And, like, because she didn't have time. And then, like, right before they almost go into surgery, and she's like, what happens if I... Like, don't, like, it was just, and there's no solution. Like, it's just super, super sad. I mean, I'm happy it's in a Grey's episode. Mm-hmm. And that they don't make the guy with schizophrenia, like crazy and a villain. You know what I mean? Like, they humanize him a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was just really sad to me. I loved Lexi's idea of, like.
I totally agree. I just felt so bad for the mom that she was, like. Like when she gave that speech of like, we can't go to this grocery store and you have to park in the back and this and this and this.
Oh yeah, I have to train someone and that would
like,
take. Yeah,
like that would take, I need at least a week to train someone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, Bailey doesn't have a fucking good idea at all because Bailey's off her game and Lexi comes in with this brilliant idea
and
saves both of their lives.
Yeah, it was just really, I got GGBs.
Oh, and I felt so bad too when Lexi came in to check up on them. And Tom was saying that he was scared and he knew his mom was sick and he didn't want to wake his mom up. But like he was afraid that there was a camera put in him like from the ultrasound. And it just made me so sad that like he loved his mom so much. But like
didn't want to wake her up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really sad. I did not recover well from that one. Also, the cancer patient was so sad.
What cancer patient? Oh, yeah.
The guy who was waiting to propose.
Yeah, and
his body looked like cotton candy.
What?
On the inside.
I don't remember that.
When they, him, Owen and Izzy open him up, and they're like, there's too much shit all around. They can't get to it. It's like adhesions, they called it, but it looked like cotton.
God, that's terrible.
It was so gross.
And Owen like freaks the fuck out on Izzy.
Yeah, which I feel like that he should have, because like, holy shit, he did an operation that he knew probably wouldn't work, but because Izzy convinced him to.
Right. And he was like, you can't be a doctor and a patient here.
Yeah.
And just because
you were the miracle, like,
doesn't mean that that's how we doctor.
Right.
You know?
And some guy lost his 3 months because of that. Yeah, like, right. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that was really sad.
Do you have any other, like, I have a few random notes. But
I have a random note. Bulldog clamps. I said, ew.
What the fuck are those?
I have no idea, but they're like bulldog clamps. And I was like, I've never heard that before, and that's disgusting.
I don't ever want to hear that when I'm on the operating table.
Also, when Thatcher came in, he said to Meredith, you got married on a sticker.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was funny.
My random notes are that one of the interns tells Izzy that my mom's whole church prayed for you, which like, I love that. I also loved at some point, I don't know why I wrote, Mark just wants to enjoy his Danish. There's like something where there was donuts and then things kept happening. And he's like, I just wanted to enjoy my Danish.
Oh, that's funny.
And then Christina calls Izzy's hair short and edgy, which is great.
That's good. Should we do notes and trivia?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll do the first one. I always feel like somebody's watching me. That song title originated from Somebody's Watching Me, originally sung by Rockwell featuring Michael Jackson. This episode scored 15.69 million viewers. This episode marks the first time Izzy is back at work after she is admitted as a cancer patient in Stand By Me, although with a wig to cover up her chemo hair. The brain scans rapidly shown during the voiceover at the beginning of the episode are of Izzy. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Olivia gets fired due to the Seattle Grace Hospital's merger with Mercy West Medical Center, making this Sarah Utterback's last appearance on the show until her guest appearance in season 14.
What is she doing?
I remember when she came in.
Yeah.
I don't remember why, but she sees Alex.
Oh, yeah. That was not that long ago.
Christina willingly tries another specialty, then cardio, thinking sucking up on Arizona Robbins will get her through the merger. That's cool.
That's just a note, I guess. Yeah. We took all the notes, Grace.
Yeah, thanks.
On Tainted Obligation, the episode title originated from the song Tainted Obligation, originally sung by R.E.M., 14.13 million viewers.
That's a lot less than the previous episode.
Probably because the last episode, they weren't that good.
Yeah.
One day has passed since the previous episode, as Arizona mentioned she had lost her favorite scrub nurse the previous day. At the end of the previous episode, several people were fired. Duh. Did you agree with my Harper Avery? Or did you just not write yours?
I forgot to write mine, but I will agree with that, yeah.
Okay, the Harper Avery of episode 3 and 4 goes to...
Da, da, da.
Take it away.
Meredith Grey.
Yeah.
She gives life.
Yeah, she gives her dad a liver. She calls Lexi her sister.
Yeah, she really steps up and like is super selfless. And
she makes her own decisions.
She's super calm with all of the other residents when everyone's freaking out. I mean, she just like threw out the storylines.
She's hanging out at the baseball diamond, just not a care in the world.
Yeah, she's like super chill. So yeah.
And then... What is your, you do your rating first.
I would probably give this like a 5.5.
Okay. Yeah. I said 6.
Yeah. It just was like nothing. I felt very bored.
Yeah. It was boring.
Yeah.
Like to me, I said, I actually felt GGBs from Irving Wallace.
Yeah.
And then the
Tom.
Yeah. Those two patients made me like feel things, but not really anything else other than Lexi's speech.
Yeah. But other than that, I had a hard time taking notes even. I was just like, what's going on in this storyline? I'm bored. Yeah. Like, let's get to, I feel like we needed these two build up episodes to like the actual merger.
The merger episode will be exciting.
Yeah. I think it's coming up. I think it's next episode.
Because it's not like when we first saw it and we don't know who these people are, so we are annoyed by it. We actually know their future storylines. Yeah, it is the next one. It's called Invasion.
Yeah. So
we get April Kepner.
And we get Jackson Avery and Reed and
Charles
Percy.
Or Percy.
Yeah.
Charles Percy.
Yeah. So that will be interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any other little notes or things?
I don't think so, other than I'm just excited to get to the next episode.
Yeah, this one was kind of lame, but you thanks know, for listening anyway. You know,
live and you learn. What's Alanis Morissette.
That's true.
Isn't that what that's called? You live,
you learn, you cry, you learn, you lose, you learn.
Time oh, also, down. Public service announcement. If you haven't seen Booksmart, go see it.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I actually saw it twice, which is like a little bit. I saw it too soon, but I needed Jake to see it after I saw it with Brie. It's such a good movie. Go support women directors.
And women writers and women in small films. Go support small films.
Yeah, it was so good. Also, Aladdin is a blockbuster. Also good. Go see that. But see Booksmart first.
Yeah, I haven't seen Aladdin yet, so I can't say to go see that, but I'm. But sure, if you want to, you live your life.
It's good. It's great music.
Anyway, thanks again, everyone, for joining us on the On Call Room tonight. We will call Time of Death now.
Time of Death
is 2048.
Beep.